Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm grabbing some Grubhub. Wait, DoorDash? Grubhub?
Okay.
Anybody want a heaping cup of urine? Anybody want some warm,
I don't need another
hot
one, actually.
I was wondering why you wanted to make sure that you got
that
the company.
I got the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a Grubhub driver. We want to talk about, like, your delivery drama. Like, we've all had some form of run-in with, like, a delivery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I had friends. They ordered to go from a pizza place that's kind of fancy, not a chain.
Okay.
So they had to use, like, DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever. And the person, the pizza just looked a little off.
Oh, no. Okay.
I never look at it long enough to know.
They had done the thing where they must have had their own pizza cutter.
Oh, and there's like a slice missing?
You can take a slice out and shove it back together.
Because you like just cut a strip in the middle.
Yes. If you yeah. take a whole strip, it's exactly what you do. You don't know how you know it. And if you take two strips, if you do plus sign,
yeah,
you can just shove it. Whoop,
yep.
Shove it back together and they're like, this feels like, and they measured it and the pizza was smaller. It was just kind of rattling around in the box, and they figured out that they had taken a strip out of. Plus, you could see like the track in the cardboard.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're just doing that all night while they're just taking a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. A couple fries here.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're delivering Five Guys, you steal some fries.
Yeah, they're not going to notice.
Nobody needs that many fries.
You know what? That one's okay. Go ahead.
Do Five Guys close it though? Because like now Jersey Mike's puts the like a sticker on it.
Yeah, the sticker's the way to go. I hate, there are some places that staple it closed, and I hate that because I can never get the staple out, and then it just falls into the bag, and then the staple's just in the fries somewhere.
Why don't you just rip the bag?
Yeah, rip the bag, bro.
I have great reverence when I order food. I'm not just ripping the bag.
You said you don't look at pizza long enough to tell if a piece is missing.
You don't have any reverence. Well, you're just horking. Just rip the bag, bro. So if you haven't heard about it, a delivery driver in Utah accidentally... He was delivering Chick-fil-A. None of this is Chick-fil-A's fault.
A Chick-fil-A milkshake, to be specific.
The guy ordered fries and a shake from... just fries and a shake from Chick-fil-A? What the hell is wrong with you?
For delivery, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I always just throw some extra stuff in. You're coming all this way.
Yeah, no. I order a gallon of lemonade. I don't get drinks because then my son likes the frosted lemonade, and I feel like it's going to be...
Those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
Yeah.
What is it? Like ice cream and lemonade?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I don't know that would be good.
Oh, yeah, it would be good. It would be good, for sure.
All right, Chick-fil-A, send over some frosted lemonades. Anyway, the guy accidentally, so he still peed into the cup. He's peed into it.
Yeah, he relieves himself well because he works long hours delivering food, so he's got these cups in his car that he fills up as he needs
to.
You don't fill the same cup that you're delivering. Like, fill an Aquafina cup. Or, you know what I'm saying? You don't fill a Chick-fil-A cup. Because then
you don't want it to be like a company that you can... Yeah,
accidentally.
Yeah.
So he delivered the drink and the fries to this dude. The dude takes a swig and goes, I don't think that's a shake. I think that's pee.
Oh my God.
I know, he really took a swig.
He took a swig.
No.
Expecting a cold milkshake and instead got a...
So then the security camera footage talking to the guy going, hey, man, did you just deliver pee? And he goes out to his car. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, my God.
So he had to switch it back out. So this is what we'd like to do with this interesting story. We want you to tell us, like, they stole some of your pizza. They delivered a warm cup of pee. They did, like, something. If you've had drama with a delivery, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
We've had a lot of just kind of silly ones where it feels like you can watch them on the app now, which is almost, I think it's too bad because you can see them not turn into your neighborhood. Yeah. And you're like, where are they going? And then they just get further and further away. So I don't even know if it's accurate or not, but now you're stressing out because you just think, oh, they're going away. But the one that sticks out the most to me was we had ordered from a pizza place and they had some deal where you got a 2-liter. And so we ordered that and then they get there and there's no 2-liter. And the driver was like, oh, yeah, I left it at the store. And we were like, oh. And he goes, do you want me to go get it? Or?
Oh, my God.
And we were like,
yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I could go, I guess. But I mean,
that would defeat the whole purpose of why I paid you.
You've already got the thing on the top of your car. You could just go yourself. Like, I don't. Why is it my fault that you forgot what but
he
we ordered?
Was it? You said he had the thing on the car, so he worked for that company.
I think he did, yeah.
It wasn't like a third party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you gotta
go. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, you gotta go.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, I paid for...
But now we feel bad, because we're making this...
No, you don't feel bad.
I did.
Did you let him off the hook?
No. I don't know. I don't remember,
you wouldn't have brought it back fast. You were probably done horking down your pizza by that time.
Yeah, it didn't line up with the...
You were probably
delivery.
Mostly done horking down the pizza while you were having the conversation with him.
Exactly.
You're like, so where's the...
Look, at this point, I'll take a cup of pee. I'm desperate.
When you talk about following him, I remember we were in Kansas City, my son and I, watching a football game, and we ordered Steak Shack, and you can do the, like, for $2.99 extra or whatever, you go, fast pass. Like, no... Like, normally, like, they have seven other things. It's like, I'm yours. So I watch them. They're at Steak Shack. They pick up my thing.
Shake Shack.
Yeah. Or Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. Yeah.
Shake Shack. Yeah. Burgers. Okay. Crinkle fries. That place.
Steak and Shake is also burgers, but.
But not crinkly?
I don't think.
No, they have the
know.
Little, the skinny ones.
Okay.
Oh.
Then we watch them drive around Kansas City for 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And then we're like texting the driver and like, still waiting at the restaurant. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh, no, they're lying.
They 100%
lying.
Wow.
I mean.
Did you tell them? Like, buddy, we're.
You know, I was like, no. So I was like, that's not always accurate. And I'm like, okay, you're not over in the Power and Light District right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not at Tom's Big Deck enjoying a really tall Coors Light. Like, so it was cold.
I'm
shaking
your meal out on the town.
He did. He took the meal all over town.
Nice
so then
tour.
I went down to the lobby and waited at the curb for them to pull up. I was like, I can't wait any longer.
I've never paid for the extra, like the primo, because it feels like you'll never know. It's one of those things you never know just like if you get extra something, like I got extra cookie dough, you never really know. Is it extra?
Yes.
Is it normal?
I don't know. Like at Jersey Mike's, if you say extra meat, you can tell. There's extra.
It's like double.
Yeah, it's like a lot of meat.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's good to know.
Noted.
All right. If you've had drama with a delivery driver, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you've had drama with a delivery driver, we'd love to hear what it was. Now that the fact that the guy took a swig of the...
I thought he figured it out prior to that.
I feel like, so if you missed it, he was a guy ordered a shake and fries from Chick-fil-A, and then the guy also pees in a Chick-fil-A cup. Anyway, I would feel like as I picked it up,
you would be able to tell,
right? It would have a little heat.
It would have heat and more sloshiness than I would want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, you pick up a shake.
Zero slosh.
Zero slosh.
Because it's a shake. It's frozen. Versus
right.
Yeah. Liquid.
A cup of pee.
I would crack the lid and take a peek before I just took a swig. I'm with you.
Or there's no whipped cream with a cherry.
Maybe he did top it off with whipped cream and a cherry.
Stop.
So if you've had delivery drama, we want to talk to you. Amanda, delivery drama.
Yeah, so we had ordered some pizzas for my son's 5-year-old birthday party, you know, 6 or 8 pizzas, to be delivered at whatever time, 4 o'clock. And it's getting later and later. It's after 4:30, 5 o'clock, calling the company, calling DoorDash. We see the guy on tracking and he's stopped, you know, like 20 minutes away from us. For like an hour, he doesn't come.
Oh, no.
Finally, he starts moving, and we're like, oh, okay, kids are getting hungry, everyone's antsy, he starts moving, he's coming, shows up at the party, he's baked out of his mind, opens the door, a giant cloud of smoke follows him out as he delivers our pizzas, and, you know, luckily they were all in the box. And
they were?
Not a strip cut out of them. But
he didn't eat one whole pizza? If he was baked, you would think he would have had a snack.
You just take one slice out of every one, dude. They don't even know.
Dude, if there's... Yeah. I mean,
he was barely functioning by the time he delivered.
Please tell me you got a discount that day.
No, everyone said it wasn't their fault. DoorDash said it wasn't on them. The company said it wasn't on them.
And a 5-year-old birthday party, time is ticking.
Rough. Like,
they are ready to eat.
Yep. When you're at DEFCON 5, there's nothing left. You let them have goldfish. You let them have the cupcakes ahead of time. Yeah. No, that's horrible. Thank you, Amanda. Rachel.
Yay.
Delivery drama. What do you got?
My friends and I were watching football and decided to order one of those massive boxes of tacos from Taco Bell.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, it makes sense, but they all showed up with just lettuce and cheese, no meat.
Oh, so you think the guy scooped out the meat? What is your meat theory? I need to hear, like, or did he have a straw and just put it at the bottom of the tacos and like, where was the meat?
I literally have no idea. It's like they made them. I don't know. It was.
Oh, and you're so excited!
Oh, and then you box of tacos. Oh, thank you, Rachel. Lita.
Yai.
Delivery drama. What happened?
Okay, so this was a few years ago, but I was working one night. I wasn't home when this happened, but my roommate ordered some DoorDash. You know, as you do.
Yep.
And you know how you can see the little map of like where the driver is going. Basically, this driver was driving around in circles for like 30 minutes. And by the time they got to the apartment, my roommate was like, hey, so why were you just like driving around for no reason? And she started allegedly throwing him a bunch of attitude. And he told her to kill herself.
What?
And my DoorDash address, my address got banned from DoorDash.
Your address did?
So you got in trouble for this guy not being able to find your house.
Correct, because my roommate had told the person to kill herself when she had given a lot of attitude.
Oh my
god. And a few days later I went to order DoorDash and I couldn't, and I was like, "Hey, do you happen to know why I can't order food?" And
he
told me the story.
You asked one of the drivers to, that's not great.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Why would you tell someone that?
We have to move. We need a new address.
I would move. What choice do you have? I don't want to drive to get my own
switch
food.
Switch apps, dude.
Oh, yeah. But not everything's on both apps. Yeah. So there's certain places that
petition
only...
Petition the city, maybe?
No. I mean, like, what's that place we just ate some of their
Bird
food
call.
Here? bird call is on one app and not on the other.
Mm.
Like, because I've had bird call. Oh, my God.
Then make it your neighbor's address and just, like, walk over.
Yeah, but you get busted if you do that. I've gotten busted doing that.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's because they're like, you can't. I've tried to meet them, like, two blocks away. Like, there was a Vietnamese place that was so close. I know this sounds like a Seinfeld episode, but I swear it happened. So I, like, I didn't want to drive clear over to where they are, because it's over at 104th in Colorado. So I would drive a little way and pretend that was where I lived, and they're like, you don't live here. sorry. Brad?
Yai.
Yai. Delivery drama, what happened?
So I was pretty intoxicated one night, ordered food for me and my fiance, went out to wait for the driver to go have a cigarette. Was just going to wait for the driver. Driver gets out wearing full female lingerie. It is a dude with long hair and a beard.
Uh-huh. You haven't said said the drama yet.
I guess you're right.
So
comes up to me, hands me the food, and completely, utterly shocked. He just says, "I'm sorry, man." Runs back to his car, drives off.
So we don't have a backstory.
No, it wasn't food drama. It was driver drama.
All right.
Did you get your apps mixed up or something?
What app would that be?
I don't know,
Paul.
Yai.
Delivery drama, what do you got?
Okay, I was a delivery pizza driver for Black Jack Pizza.
Oh, boy.
And I got an order for five pies, and it was in the White Fence Farm and Upper Echelon community over there in Thornton or Northland or wherever. But anyway, I show up, and I got my five pies, and I ring the doorbell, and about seven or eight pretty good looking cougars answered the door and they insisted that I come in with the pizzas. And I, being a happily married man, said, "Nah, I'm sorry, I can't come in." And they all got really upset, and like
they wanted to live out the—
they got their apps confused too. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.